Welcome to the 2019 MPOG Annual Retreat. I'm Sachin Ketharpal, the Research Director of MPOG. I know many of you, I give many of you hugs. Thank you for sticking with this program. You remember this group when it was stuck in a small garage conference room in Boston, I think, and there was like the sound of cars being transported by. We've grown up a little bit, and that's what I'm going to go over in a bit. The agenda is listed on the booklet you have in front of you. At the very bottom of that booklet is the Wi-Fi password. And I believe that should be working for everybody. If there's any challenges, let us know at the break. But you'll see the Wi-Fi password at the very bottom. The standard disclosures, I have no financial relationship. I get no money from anybody anymore, unfortunately. But my department, I am the co-PI or PI on a couple different industry grants and from the NIH as well. So I want to thank the many people that make MPOG happen. The list is too long now for me to go through it individually. The neat thing is that the list grows. Rarely do people go away from this group. We tend to keep expanding. We do have a little bit of turnover, but a lot of new faces joining the team. As our funding base expands, as your needs expand, we're able to really expand to get a diverse group of nurses, doctors, programmers, administrative individuals, data scientists. It takes, data science and what we're doing here to improve quality and research requires a lot of different opinions. It requires people that don't usually hang out together, which is a lot of the people in this room. You'll find different disciplines in here, not just anesthesiologists, and that's kind of the fun thing. Most importantly, I'd like to thank you for joining MPOG, for being part of MPOG, being on the pathway there. The MPOG chairpersons really have to put a fair amount of effort into this, so thank you. A little bit of an update on how we're doing on four different fronts, what I'd call our infrastructure administrative end, the technical, the research, and the QI piece itself. So this number does keep going up. I think we just crossed the 12 million threshold. Size does not matter, as it turns out, but it's neat to say the number anyway. 12 million sounds better than 10 million. I don't know if it's any better than 10 million. If anything, it just makes data cleaning harder, and it makes the work a little more intense. But it does certainly enable certain types of research that 1 or 2 million didn't. When we're talking about having a really rigorous design to a research project, when we're talking about having really good context for your QI benchmarking, the diversity of the data really is important. And at this point, we're in a third of the U.S., in Europe as well. So pretty exciting, the kinds of diversity of data that you have access to as being part of MPOG. One of the most exciting things is the number of providers who swear at me every month. It's now up to 3,500, I think. So every month, 3,500 people get an email across the nation and see something called a failed case. We're working on changing the culture of that to, what's our latest thing? Opportunity for improvement, flag. My kids get those trophies for showing up to every practice now. So we're going to go ahead and do that a little bit here as well, because it really matters how we say things. So when we say things a certain way, it changes how people perceive it. So the 3,500 providers who really change their practice based upon the feedback we give them is a thing I'm proudest of. And the research that it takes to give them that quality feedback, to really merge the two concepts together. And what's really exciting is the types of papers that are coming out. We used to be an anesthesiology journal restricted entity, but we've got things from informatics to health services research, high impact papers outside anesthesiology as well now. I think an important concept is to think about how resilient we are as an organization at this point. So we now have business associates agreements, data use agreements, contracts, and a robust executive board with oversight of what happens in this group. Really mature, good collegial group that works together. We've got more people at each hospital actually engaged. It used to be we'd have the MPOG person. Now it's not a MPOG person at each site. You've got a group of people that are really depending upon this for their QI and their research, for their MOCA and things like that. And there's a lot of financial diversity underpinning MPOG now, which is really important for you to be aware of, because it means the stability of what you're working with is really meaningful. So we've got certainly Blue Cross Blue Shield dollars, but also revenue from MOCA. Many of your faculty are taking advantage of the maintenance of certification piece. NIH funding is coming through thanks to grants submitted by non-Michigan institutions. The ABA is doing some research with us. So, and finally, the MPOG contract revenues that you provide to keep some things going. So that that makes it a much more stable environment that we're in at this point. Mostly what this means is that we're resilient and we are immune to a perturbation in our system. So at this point, I oftentimes feel like this at the office. I'm like a vestigial structure at MPOG, because I show up to meetings and my role is largely just as comic relief in my own organization. But I do still have some occasional functions. I do still set up some strategy and some cultural things like that. But you can rest assured now that MPOG, both at the coordinating center and at your own facilities, is no longer person dependent, which is a really important thing from a staying power of an organization and its impact. On the technical front, there's a lot of exciting upgrades that you'll hear about a little bit via email and a little bit later today as well, and the upgrade you're about to receive after you go home. The types of data that are now in production is really exciting. We've got PACU floor and some ICU data from several hospitals, so going far beyond just the operating room, anesthesia start to anesthesia end. We've got more and more sites contributing surgical registry data. We've got grants that are funded to integrate that surgical registry data from STS, for example. And thanks to Yale University, Rob Schoenberger, we now have CMS national data on all patients over age 65 linkable into MPOG, which is a really exciting opportunity for us. We now have the Blinded Record Index, which allows us to do things like connecting patient data centrally, like mortality data or cost data in the central environment, and that will be rolled out to you over the next few weeks here with your upgrade. And then certainly, as we've talked about in the past, PROSPER wearable data, heart rate step counts now for hundreds of patients that have already had an operation. We're doing another project with several thousand patients, so learning a lot about wearables and how they could inform health information. There'll be some new tools as well. A total revamp of DataDirect will be in beta shortly here, and we'll need your feedback to make it much easier for you to essentially do your research on your own with your own data without ever having to call us or interact with the centralized entity. On the research side, we now have publications in JAMA, thanks to Erickson, a really impactful paper on concurrent surgery, published I think July of this year. We are now getting reviewed and rejected by JAMA occasionally as well, which is progress compared to just getting triaged in the past, and that's what progress looks like, is slowly getting there. A really neat part is that we no longer have the centralized University of Michigan publications kind of review process where we would be the ones leading the phone call. You've always been on the phone calls. You've always had your votes. But now we've created a review committee which is composed of lots of different people across the country. And that review process, that lead discussant, which is not a Michigan person, is I think one of the most exciting parts, because we get really innovative feedback as a result for all the research proposals. The NIH and ABA grant funding is also very exciting on the research side. One of them is anesthesia dosing the elderly, and R01 to Rob Schoenberger at Yale. We've got teamwork and collaboration in the OR, an R01 for cardiac surgery. And the ABA is helping us understand whether the MOCA may actually be helping out with clinical practice patterns. We had our first impact award from a couple years ago. The AUA and IRS, if you remember, had the impact award. So Josh Billings and Vanderbilt, we set up a DCC-CCC relationship to look at a pragmatic trial of intraoperative oxygenation. Began that process with the NIH, and we'll be doing another submission in February is our plan at this point. We now have dozens of manuscripts that are either accepted, in review, in revision at major journals, and with a really diverse set of topics. So these are all the different types of papers that are under review and revision at major journals, ranging from machine learning for CPT to nitty-gritty blood pressure artifact management and how you actually do the informatics of that. So obviously very impactful clinical topics in there as well. From a QI update perspective, I'm not going to steal Nirav's thunder, but the key concept being we're really maturing as an organization. We're now going past the easy measures, the ones that everybody's 90% on. We're not all above average. So how do we really dig into the areas that we need to make progress on? And then if I do a self-assessment of how we did last year, so I'd done some grading last year of ourselves in a couple of areas. I think we've made progress in several of those, and we need your feedback on this. Part of the purpose of today is at lunches, at breaks, for you to tell us where we're not doing what we should be doing. It's hard to say that on the phone call sometimes, but we need to hear that. We need that positive feedback. We need the negative feedback as well. From a data foundation perspective, we really, I think, made a good progress in terms of having additional data types that allow you to do research and quality improvement beyond the intraoperative period. And the machine learning for CPT prediction, which is now a core part of what we have here, really has opened up a lot more cases to be eligible for research and to make it your QI feedback better. On the analytics side, we actually have a real high-performance computing environment now. We had what I call a medium-performance computing environment. So when you're trying to analyze 10 million cases, you can't download that to your workstation and use SPSS. So now we've got an environment that's got graphical processing units, lots of CPUs, terabytes of memory available, using tools that we're not as comfortable with. So it's using a lot of the command line world, but R works in there. So a lot of the statistical tools that are common and really modern are available in a high-performance environment sitting at Michigan, and you don't have to be moving billions of rows of data around to do really high-end work. And so our computer environment should no longer be the limitation to progress. And an impact perspective, I'm always trying to see how we can have more impact. I'm always feeling like we're just around the corner from blowing the doors off things. So I'd say we're steady in there. The submissions, grant submissions, the successes are all much more diverse than they were last year, which is exciting. And I think we've done a really much better job this year of getting the rest of MPOG involved in a lot of things from a collaboration perspective. Having that research review committee of lots of different people, getting QI measures proposed by other hospitals, and we build those measures out. You'll be hearing one of those from Jody Sherman, Dr. Sherman, today from Yale talking about sustainability. And that's a measure that somebody else proposed, not that we came up with centrally. But with all the strategy and all this stuff, I think we have to remember that culture, for the most part, eats strategy for breakfast. So if we don't have the right culture, it doesn't really matter what we think our strategy is. We think our culture is collaboration, just total transparency and rigor when it comes to the scientific end, technical excellence. In the end, everything has to touch a patient, whether it's research, quality improvement, data science, doing stuff for the sake of doing it just isn't our culture. It has to impact somebody at the end. And being humble about our failures, because we have plenty of them, and we need to make sure we learn from them. And the really key question is, how do we get that culture? And I'll be honest, that culture came from the mysterious mustached man that's in this room right now, Dr. Kevin Tremper. Some of you may know Dr. Tremper is the founder of MPOG. He's been the chair at the University of Michigan since 1991. He is stepping down as chair so he can have more coffee and hang out over at MPOG more often. And we're going to try and transition the MPOG into the AlertWatch Research Center of Excellence eventually. But I wanted to just have the entire room give Dr. Tremper a round of applause for really creating this. Got a couple of great talks coming up here. We're going to have Dr. Karish Evans going to come up, and then Dr. Hemming's going to come up. Evan's going to give a bit of a talk, and then Hugh will as well, and then we'll have them both up here for questions at that point.